Good morning, everyone. Time for a few thoughts from today's Merging with Shiva lesson 294 on closing the door to lower realms. It continues on the theme we were mentioning last talk. When at the moment of death you enter the astral plane, you only are in the consciousness of the chakras that were most active within you during the latter part of your lifetime, and accordingly, you function in one of the astral lokas until the impetus of these chakras is expended. I could write a book on that one sentence. There's a lot of ideas in one sentence. Typical Gurudeva, pack it in sentence. Well, the first point is there is a continuity of consciousness between consciousness you're in at the time of death and in the period preceding the time of death to what you experience after death. It doesn't radically change. And that's one reason Gurudeva says hell is both a state of mind and a place, or heaven is both a state of mind and a place, meaning you can be in a hellish state of mind while you're in the physical body. You can be in your lower chakras and constantly facing rage and violence and all that. And therefore, if you die in that state of mind, you're going to go into a certain realm. You function in one of the astral lokas. Accordingly, so you go into the lower astral lokas, which is called naraka or hell, because that's the state of consciousness you're in. It's not, you don't go there because of one action you did when you were 12 years old or something. You know, you're going there because it's your dominant state of consciousness. It's the habit. It's the habitual states of consciousness you're experiencing in the couple of years before you pass on. That determines where you will go. Likewise, heaven is also a state of mind and a place, because we can be in the higher chakras, be conscious of God and everyone while we're alive, and then if we pass away in that state, we go into the higher second world lokas, because that's the state of consciousness we're in. Therefore, in all of Gurudeva's writings about transition, he's focusing mainly on consciousness, secondarily on pain control, because if you have too much pain, then you can't be in a higher state of consciousness. But if you have too much pain control, you're not coherent. So you're trying to balance maintaining a high state of consciousness with the difficulties you're experiencing, and because you're aiming for a higher inner world. That's the goal of that point, and that's why Gurudeva says it's always ideal if someone is going to pass that they're at home with their family, and family's creating a religious vibration in the home and in the room and chanting and so forth, and helps you end up in the highest loka possible. Well, that's part of the first sentence. There's even more, right? Until the impetus of these chakras is expended. So we have a certain momentum. You know how when you spin something, it'll spin and spin and spin, and then eventually it'll slow down and slow down, and eventually that force is expended. But it can take quite a while depending on what it is and the lack of friction. So we are like that. Our life, our mind has a certain momentum to it, but it will naturally wind down, and then when it does wind down enough, that's when we're reborn. That's what he's saying. It is the chakras that manufacture the bodies. It is not the body that manufactures the chakras. Since you have 14 chakras, at least 3 are the most powerful in any one individual. For example, memory, will, and cognition. Each chakra is a vast area of the mind or a vast collective area of many, many different thought strata. Generally, most people who gather together socially, intellectually, or spiritually are flowing through the same predominant chakra or several of them collectively. Therefore, they are thinking alike and share the same perspective in looking at life. Very interesting. We get so many different kinds of visitors here. And many of them, though they aren't Hindus, are very open to the Hindu vibration and just seem to fit right in. And others totally stand out. And why is that? Well, they're not functioning in certain chakras. They don't have certain sensitivities awakened that Hindus who attend the temple have awakened, and therefore they stand out to you. It's interesting, you know, we've been working with people in the agricultural world, primarily Aramuganatha Swami has been working with them for many years, and you know, they've gotten very sensitive to the monastery vibration. You know, they come in and they do all the right things. They've developed a sensitivity that they didn't have when they started some 10 years ago. The point here I think we can make, because we can't make too many points in the next few minutes, at least three are the most powerful in any one individual. For example, memory, will, and cognition. So we don't function only in one chakra. We function in about three chakras, and then from that group we can go up or down if things go very well or things go very poorly. So for example, someone, as we mentioned last phase, someone functioning in memory, reason, and will, every other chakra is connected. So normally that's where they will function. But if they're pushing hard, trying to get something done, and it doesn't work, then they can go down to anger, because that's it's memory, it's will, memory, anger. So that's why a thwarted willpower, either something doesn't go well when you're working with yourself, or someone blocks you and you feel thwarted, that force of will can cause you to become angry because the chakras, every other chakra is connected. Likewise, if you're, and they're extroverted. Likewise, reason is introverted. And if you reason too much, kind of in a passive way, you can go down to fear because that's connected, every other one. So, but normally people avoid, something catalyzes you to go down into anger or go down into fear. Normally, the people we deal with are above that. So this is a good one. The power to close off the lower chakras, to seal off the doorway at the lower end of the Sushumna, exists only when the soul is presently incarnated in a physical body. Well, that's an interesting point. You can't close that off unless you have a physical body. Okay, one more short paragraph here. This is the point we made last time again. Spiritual unfoldment is not a process of awakening the higher chakras, but of closing the chakras below the Muladhara. I made the joke last phase that wouldn't sell many tickets to a seminar. We're going to learn how to close off the chakras below the Muladhara. That's our weekend. Wouldn't sell tickets. No, it's the higher chakras. We're going to awaken the Kundalini in the higher chakras. That's what sells the tickets. But it's not where the work needs to be done. You know, we need to close off the lower chakras. And only when that's fairly solid do we want the higher chakras to be stimulated, because as Gurudeva says, all the chakras stimulate one another. So if the higher ones start going faster, then the lower ones will too. And if you have problems with fear and anger, it can stimulate it. So you don't want that. The only thing that keeps the lower chakras closed is regular sadhana. Japa, worship, and working within oneself. This is demonstrated by the fact that even great yogis and rishis who have awakened into the higher chakras continue to do more and more sadhana. They are constantly working to keep the forces flowing through the higher chakras so that the lower ones do not claim their awareness. I was asked a few years ago the question, when you close off the lower chakras, is it permanent? So I had to think about that one for a while. And the answer, which is given here, is no. It's only permanent as long as you don't change your behavior. But it depends on maintaining a routine. The routine is what makes it permanent. But if you were to give up your routine and go into an adharmic routine, you know, say out in the world, someone is going along fine and their spouse divorces them and so forth, and they start to get in with other companions and drink a lot and so forth, their consciousness is going to change. It's going to go down. So it's the routine that keeps it sealed off. So you never want to give up the routine. So that's all we have time for this morning, but that's enough. Have a wonderful day.